Arsenal have closed out 2025 with a statement win, dismantling Aston Villa 4-1 at the Emirates to tighten their grip on the Premier League title race. After a cagey first half, the game turned sharply after the break. Gabriel Magalhaes opened the scoring from a set piece before Martin Zubimendi and Leandro Trossard struck in quick succession to blow the contest wide open. Substitute Gabriel Jesus added a fourth, underlining Arsenal's growing depth and confidence. Villa, who came into the game flying, could only manage a late consolation through Ollie Watkins. Now, he did little to mask a second-half collapse against a side that simply raised the tempo and refused to look back. This win takes Arsenal clear at the top of the table heading into the new year, composed, ruthless, and looking every inch like a team that has learned how to finish the job. For Aston Villa, it's a reminder that title races don't forgive lapses. For Arsenal, it's momentum. And momentum, as history tells us, is a dangerous thing to give a coach like Arteta. Gabriel Jesus was all smiles after Arsenal's 4-1 win over Aston Villa, but it wasn't just the goals that mattered. He spoke about the team's resilience, how tough Villa made it, and how Arsenal found their rhythm in the second half. But the story everyone noticed, his celebration, the I Belong to Jesus t-shirt.
I'm wearing this t-shirt because Jesus obviously saved my life from the beginning when I was born, but I didn't know that. And then obviously through the tough moment in my life, I realized that we are nothing without Jesus. So I want to glorify his name because he make a huge difference in this tough moment. So now in the shines moment, I want to glorify his name because, you know, to start the year, the way I was playing, you know, confidence back. And then for some reason, the Lord stopped me. And then I could learn a lot of things, you know, what I can do better as a person and then and as a human being. So, yeah, I think it's amazing how Jesus worked on our lives. You know, sometimes you just keep questioning, doubting yourself, but you never know what's gonna happen, what Jesus prepare for you. So I just say keep going, trust in the process and trust in Jesus.
Gunners, 2025 in the bag, and what a chapter it was. We kicked off with European fireworks, a jaw-dropping 7-1 away demolition of PSV Eindhoven at the Champions League knockout stage, one of the season's standout nights, and a record-setting European away win. We followed that with dominant continental nights, including a huge first-leg win against Real Madrid in the quarters that powered us into the semis. Domestically, we traded blows all season. There were tough results, like that sting of a defeat to Bournemouth, but grit showed. Come December, we grabbed crucial wins, 2-1 over Brighton where Saka ended a long assist drought and we snatched back top spot. And before the year closed, a swaggering 4-1 thumping of Aston Villa to finish strong and keep the pressure on in the title race. Cup nights were not dull either. Remember the 8-7 in penalties to reach the League Cup semis after a draw with Palace? Champions League, league battles, big wins, tight margins. That was Arsenal in 2025. Bring on 2026. Same spirit, same fire.
Up, Gunners!